When the prodigal son came home, he was happy and dad was happy. But there's an older brother, and that's a different story. When he came in from the field, heard the music and dancing, who the party was for and why, he became angry and wouldn't go in. He said to dad, "Look, that son of yours squandered your property. I've slaved for you all these years, always obedient, yet you never even killed a goat for me and my friends." "But you're always with me and all I have is yours," dad replied. "Your brother came home. He was lost and is found. That's why we had to celebrate." You see, the older brother had the joyous opportunity to be with dad even when the younger brother was gone. But he didn't see it that way. He had worked hard and earned his reward. He was the one that was proving himself to be the slave. The younger brother could only accept dad's generous provisions as a gift. That's the only way anybody can be part of God's kingdom. Receive it as a gift. Then serve God because you love him. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
It's time for the Deafblind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modere Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
You. And welcome to the second hour of today's show, Monday, the 6th of January, 2025, the Present Truth Program, weekdays, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the podcasts are also archived the first hour on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcast section, Present Truth site, and then also on the here in the facility, we have the radio station KHNC, and then we have the internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Studio B. But we archive these programs also on 1360KHNC.com. So this way you can tune in later at your convenience, at late at night when you can't sleep. Just tune in to my programs on the internet podcast. Okay, in the first hour, Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, these two individuals, and I do have to bring in a third, these two individuals, destroyers of a New World Order objective, a plan. The ship is directed, or is all of these, Klaus Schwab, Fauci, you name it, all these people make up this ship, like the Titanic. It wasn't the Titanic that sunk. The Titanic didn't sink. It was the sister ship, the Olympia. The Olympia is the one that went down, because there were, they built two. But I don't have time for that, to go that direction right now. But the ship, the New World Order of the West, the Rockefeller New World Order, cutting through the night, cold night, full moon, North Atlantic, they hit a iceberg. Donald Trump breaching the hull. They hit a ricochet, hit another iceberg, Vladimir Putin, and a second breach. But I do need to bring in the third individual, Xi Jinping, because Xi Jinping also has to be given credit to a degree. No, just he needs to be also given credit. He is helping to destroy the unipolar, the unipolar power of the West, the system. And he did that by a partnership with Vladimir Putin with Russia. So you have the partnership with Putin and Russia. Then you have Donald Trump. And you have, to some degree, Putin has to be credited with destroying the economic system of Klaus Schwab in the West, solely because he's the one that took a, there was a paper, there was an individual out of England, an economist, who talked about the emerging countries. And if these countries that were emerging in the global South, the global East, which would be China and India, in the global South, Brazil and South Africa, if they could, as a collective group, work together with Russia, they could use the tactics of the West against the West. In other words, control the dollars through sanctions, and through the dollars, petrodollar, they could sanction countries and keep countries from developing, becoming independent of America's gravitational pull. And this individual out of London presented the concept. Vladimir Putin took the concept, put together the BRICS nations. Now the BRICS 5 are 10 or 11, and now you have a multipolar world. And the multipolar world, the main thought is de-dollarize. It has been effective. Putin did this basically. He's the one that initiated and diplomatically put that plan in, brought it into existence. Xi Jinping, though, with Putin in 2022 in a partnership, their two economies, their two militaries, together was enough to declare war on the United States, which they did. This is why immediately the United States began its push using NATO countries to begin the assault militarily, economically on Russia. We seized Russia's offshore accounts, but hoping that that would be enough to destroy Russia. But the war actually made Russia stronger, the ruble stronger. Their industry is now healthy. Their manufacturing, their military weapons output is twice, almost three times that what is happening in Europe. Then with China is assisting Russia, and the two nations have declared war on the United States. The two nations declared simply that we're no longer going to allow you to sanction us, or the nations that we're partnering with. Secondly, we're going to use our technology to help the developing countries, the countries that we feel to protect. And then there's a third point, that is to the nations, we, Russia and China, we will hold the big international forums. The big, America has a G7. They're going to do the Asian countries, the countries in the global south. So they're going to be the ones to head up diplomacy internationally.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Attention business owners. Are you tired of complicated, overpriced health care plans that don't meet your needs?
I'm Michelle. I want to help you find a solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits your employees will love. Call me at 720-600-7797. Visit our website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. We have what employers are looking for: more valuable benefits, lower costs, and no deductibles.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Run in the shadows, damn you love, damn you lie.
Okay, I'll see if I can cut that intro music here, and I'll walk over it if I have to. But one thing is that what Donald Trump, the baby boom generation greats in Russia, Vladimir Putin. In China, I hate to say it, but it is Xi Jinping. Of all the presidents of China from the time of Mao to the present, Xi Jinping is the greatest. He is the baby boom generation individual out of China after World War II. In America, Donald Trump, he's the greatest political figure in American history. He's the greatest president America's ever had. We've had some greats, but not like Donald Trump. And none of these men are messiahs. None of them are claimed to be messiahs. Xi Jinping is the closest to an individual that might proclaim himself to be a messiah, because he's hoping to be able to he's wanting to declare an end to God and mankind. How do I phrase this? They're attempting to bring a way to immortality through transhumanism and through just some of the programs they're working on in China, just like in the United States. They're trying to find a way for mankind to live forever. Excuse me. And so he could be someone who would want to maybe have the Messiah mentality. Donald Trump doesn't. Vladimir Putin doesn't. Benjamin Netanyahu, the greatest prime minister that Israel has had since it came back into existence as a nation. He's done more for Israel than any other prime minister. And there have been some greats, especially like Golda Meir. Now, one thing that Trump and Putin have done, they have done more to expose the operatives in this New World Order and their plans than anyone else. Now, Trump, I have some articles. Joe Biden. So he gives the Presidential Medal of Freedom to George Soros. That medal now is worth nothing. It is a worthless... I mean, how can you honor an individual like this? Now, Soros, remember, he comes into the U.S. after World War II. He's Jewish. He says he's Jewish. He had a conversation on 60 Minutes. And he was responsible for the death of many, many, many Jewish people. He was working with the Nazis to steal everything that was valuable from the Jewish people on the way to the death camps, everything that they owned that was valuable. And there was a 1998, there was an interview on 60 Minutes. Steve Croft, he asks Soros, "You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian. You watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps." Soros, "I was 14 years old, and I would say that that's when my character was made." Croft, "In what way?" Soros, "That one should think ahead. One should understand and anticipate events. One is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil." Croft, "My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson." "Yes, went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews." That's right. "Yes. That sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult? George Soros, not at all. Maybe as a child, you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all. Steve Cross, Croft, no feeling of guilt? Soros, no. Croft, for example, I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go. I could just as easily be there. I could be there. None of that. Soros, well, of course, I would be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was, well, actually, a funny way. It's like in markets that if I weren't there, of course, I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. Whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator. The property was being taken away, so I had no role in taking away that property, so I had no sense of guilt. So this is who the Democrats celebrate. This was Soros. In other words, there are these men that the Bible says have no empathy or compassion for their fellow man. These people will suffer the fate of eternal fire. And Trump and Putin, these two individuals have done more to expose the evils of the New World Order and those that are ushering in this New World Order than any individuals in the political world. Donald Trump has done more to expose this evil than any of the presidents in this country. In spite of the resistance to Trump, he still has been effective. Another article is in Europe, in England, there has been this, in Northern England, there is this, these young girls, there's been this history of sexual abuse by grooming these gangs throughout these cities in Europe, in England. I should say England, not Europe. And Trump, there's an article out of Fox News that Trump or Elon Musk has been demanding that the UK act on these grooming gang, these gangs. Fox and Friends co-host, they weigh in on the debate over H-1B visas, which would allow U.S. companies to hire foreign workers for special jobs. And in the UK, Musk is calling those in the UK for a new investigation into the scandal of child abuse and grooming gangs, going so far as back, calling for Charlie, Big Ear Charlie, to intervene. Musk states that there needs to be a national inquiry, declaring the scandal is one of the worst mass crimes against the people of Britain ever, especially the young white girls. The UK has been dealing with the revelation that a number of grooming gangs coming from South Asia and the British Pakistani heritage exploiting children for decades across north of England in Rochdale, Telford, Manchester, Rotherham. And there's another scandal occurring presently exposing the child sex abuse. 1,400 children were abused from 97 to 2013. That's up to 2013. Now, from that time, there's a great proportion of cases involved with men described as Asian or Pakistani that authorities in Telford were concerned that these had the potential to start a race riot. And Prime Minister Keir Starmer, He has been protected. He's being protected. He's known about this, and he was one of the individuals who had the authority to investigate and prosecute these sex offenders, and he wouldn't do it. He didn't do it. Why? Well, I would assume that you protect your buddies that are maybe involved in this kind of activity. So why wouldn't Starmer, when it was in his jurisdiction, he had the authority, the power, he was part of the law enforcement that was to oversee and be involved in investigating and putting in prison these type of individuals, and he won't do it? England comes back, going back to the time of Rome, after Rome's invasion. England has been a nation that has been steeped in the occult. And if you understand the occult, young girls especially are always a target, not just for the purposes of sex, but for sacrifice. Males too, but women, the girls are more generally more valuable than the males. There is in Europe, in England and Europe, there is, no one talks about this one conundrum. These illegals, those that are coming that have no moral base, these women, they're raping these girls, not just children, but young women, mature women. What is not being talked about is these women get pregnant, and no one wants to discuss this conflict these women have, not wanting to take these children that they get pregnant. These men get these women pregnant. These women don't want to carry these children to birth. They're not talking about the aborting of these children, the abortions that are forced. These women and the parents of these young girls, they do not want to have children through these animals. This is a conundrum. Christ talks about a time where there are so many strange things that happen. There are conundrums, there are perplexities, things that you don't have answers to. There's no solutions, there are no answers. And because the laws of the countries, these laws are ineffective. The laws that should protect the citizens of these nations, the judges are all corrupt. And this is exactly what the Lord said through Job in 9:24 of Job. I think it's 9:24. The earth will be taken over and given to, put in the hands of the wicked. And they will not judge properly. The judges will not carry out their duties. This is exactly what is happening in England and in Europe and in the United States. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hello, radio family. This holiday season, are you dealing with weight gain, low energy, digestive discomfort, blood sugar control, and more?
We have your natural solution. Right now, for the Christmas season, purchase a large from our friends at Good Brew. They will ship out an extra small with your order absolutely free. Purchase a large and receive one large and one small. Only offer to our loyal listeners at naturallyinspiredradio.com/good. That's naturallyinspiredradio.com/good.
I do want to continue a little bit more on this matter of these rapes of these young girls in the areas of Northern England. But it's too in-depth. I won't do it justice. So I'm going to go to another article. This is out of StraitsTime.com. The United States has been dumping billions of dollars into Ukraine for a illegal war. But now the United States is going to send $11 billion of arms to Israel. Now, as I stated a year and a half ago, even before that, 2-3 years ago, I was stating that there would be a time when Israel, there was going to be war in the Middle East. And at that time, the United States would financially support Israel, would supply arms to Israel, and would politically stand with Israel. Then when Gaza War, which I call the Psalm 83 conflict within Israel and in the surrounding region, I stated that no matter what would happen, whether people agreed, disagreed, whether they were for or against America assisting Israel, the United States must help Israel. And I'll tell you, the United States, our new center for the world, New World Order, is in Israel. I hope this helps make sense to why we send, yes, there is support by the people of the country, not just the Christian community, but not just the Jewish community, but just in general, there is support for Israel because Israel is an ally of the United States in the Middle East. Now, putting that aside, to another concept. The center of the New World Order, America's New World Order, is going to be in Jerusalem, not in Tel Aviv. It will be in Jerusalem. This is why Donald Trump, unknowingly, he has made Jerusalem the capital of Israel because it's in the Bible. The Bible states that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and Donald Trump put our embassy in Jerusalem and declared that he recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital city. That is a biblical prophecy fulfilled. Donald Trump didn't know that the individual that is going to replace him, Barack Obama, will eventually declare himself to be God in Jerusalem, in the temple, in about 4 years plus. You don't have to believe me. I'm just telling you so you remember. The administration of President Joe Biden notified Congress of the proposed $8 billion arms sale to Israel. Biden doesn't know that he is, well, he does know because he's part of the New World Order. He knows that he, or those behind him that are actually giving him the orders, they know that Israel is a target of the United States of America. Presently, those in power feel that it's going to be Syria. But I say, the Bible says it will be Jerusalem. It will be Israel. So we as a nation will and are commanded by the Bible the prophecies concerning Israel and the United States, Babylon the Great. The prophecies are this country will protect Israel. Sometimes unwillingly, because eventually we're going to betray Israel. But presently, you know, it's like we may not want to, this administration may not want to, but they will. Because there's another objective of the rulers behind the scenes, the Rothschilds out of Europe, the Rockefellers out of America, they have their eyes set on Jerusalem because they're hoping that, or their plan is, when they rule the world, it will be from Jerusalem, not America. They're going to scuttle the United States. This ship is going to be scuttled. This ship is no longer needed. This ship is a hindrance to them. The America, which this is the great nation, great people, a great, great society, but it is an enemy. It is a weight to the global elites. They don't have a need for America anymore. Once America destroys Russia, we're going to have access to all of the Russian minerals, everything that is in their land, in the land deep. They're going to coal and timber and gold and uranium or whatever. Every metal. $72 trillion worth of valuables in the soil. The great wheat belt of Europe, right there in Ukraine. See, America, the Ukrainians don't realize we're going to take over Ukraine. America has objectives to own that whole region. Our plan is to take over the world. We won't need to rule from the United States. We'll rule from the Middle East. So anyhow, the deal needs approval from the House of Representatives and Senate committees, including the munitions for fighter jets, attack helicopters, artillery shells. We're going to approve it. The Department of State did not respond to the request for comment. No, we're going to assist them. We have there is a need for the United States to destroy these enemies, these extremists that are getting in the way of the United States' objectives to rule the Middle East. So we are going to assist them, whether the American people like it or not. We can scream, shout, jump, holler. We're going to help Israel. We're going to give them everything that is needed temporarily. There's going to be an end to it, though. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360khnc.com. It could change your life.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Out of Al Jazeera, this was 2 days ago, Syria's foreign minister, now they have a foreign minister, Al Julani, chose an individual to be the foreign minister. His name is Assad Hassan Al Shaibani. And he's going to visit Qatar. He's going to visit with the United Arab Emirates. And he's going to visit with Jordan. And They're going to be visiting these three countries. They want support stability. They want security. They want economic recovery. And they want to begin to build Syria. But the new government is made up of these. These individuals in these terrorist groups that are in Syria presently, they're not going to get along. Everybody's trying to climb that hill. They want to be king of the hill. And Giuliani, has made it clear that he wants Russia to remain and keep Russian forces in Syria because of the United States. He knows that if the United States gets a greater foothold, expands the foothold, then he is going to be removed. So he wants Russia to remain, their forces to have a presence, a huge presence in Syria. Now with these nations, Jordan and the UAE, Qatar, these nations are not happy with the United States sending these supply trucks. I think it was 260 trucks coming out of Iraq last week from our military compound there in Baghdad, the operations center of the Middle East. It's not an embassy. It is a military compound. Everything happening in the Middle East, they're watching from right there in Baghdad. The United States has made it clear there won't be any other nations that will rule the Middle East in the future. We will be the ruling country. Our enemies are Qatar and Jordan, UAE, Saudi Arabia. America is in, this is our takeover. As many countries of the world, destroy the nations that won't go along with us and take over the rest. It's a campaign. It's called the New World Order, the global hegemony. These nations that are gathering and beginning to visit with this foreign minister in Syria, what they're talking, I know what they're talking about. How do we keep the United States out? But more importantly, what are we going to do to break the momentum of Israel's military campaigns in Syria? Lebanon is cut off. Israel has pretty much to some degree kind of ceased operations in Lebanon. Israel is once again focusing on the Gaza Strip. Israel has already begun the campaign or the plan, the initiative. Spring will be coming, and that is to begin to build in the Gaza, build Jewish settlements. As they build the settlements, the Syrian or the Arab people are going to have less control of Gaza. Or not just the Arab people, Hamas, the terrorists. The terrorists, they know that when Israel begins to start building communities, that land is no longer worth fighting for. These nations are the Prime Minister Assad Hassan al-Shaibani. They want to figure out what to do with Israel. Secondly, or secondarily, they want to know what can we do to continue to influence Syria and these terrorist groups. How can we, what can we do to bring about some type of cohesive, we want them to work in a cohesive way, not against each other, because they're going to begin to antagonize Israel, and Israel isn't going to take it. Israel is not going to let them, you might say, begin to build a new Islamic caliphate in Syria. Israel's not going to do it. They're not going to allow it. And I think I mentioned that Assad was in Russia. Let's see. Last, the end of the week, and he was poisoned. Bashar al-Assad was poisoned. He's okay. He was sick, but the assassination attempt failed. So he's still alive. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back to finish out the hour.
Hey, KHNC listeners, thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me, living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Radio listeners, this is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
close with an article. There is a mental health practitioner. Her name is, what's her first name? Davis. Jim Davis. And 90% of the patients, the patient load of this individual, they're liberals. And the gentleman that wrote the article said that he has a sister that's a psychiatric nurse practitioner, board certified, DEA license, 35 years of experience. Not only can she counsel patients, she may also prescribe anything she needs that they need, including narcotics. Her findings over those 35 years are pretty much identical to those on a poster. And that most mentally ill people are leftists. She says that the LGBTQ community is loaded with mental illnesses, including personality disorders, PDS, such as narcissistic, sociopathic, Machiavellian, and disassociative, as well as many other disorders, such as depression and anxiety. Alcohol and substance abuse is rampant in the LGBTQ community. The most concentrated incidence of mental illnesses and substance abuse is in the transgender and queer communities. The TQ in the LGBTQ communities. And the most mentally ill people are those on the left. This was a Harvard professor, Arthur Brooks. He explained last year. In 2016, the American Journal of Political Science reported that liberal political beliefs are linked to psychotism. A decade earlier, Michael Savage, a radio legend, released his book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. It could really be that there is an association between ideological orientation and psychological disturbance. And one of the triggers for these leftists is Donald Trump, because they don't understand. Why would an individual want to bring law and order to a society? And restrict people from other nations who are destroying a nation from illegally entering a nation that wants to exist. They're triggered. Donald Trump triggers so many individuals psychologically. It's unbelievable. Rick Rodriguez will visit tomorrow.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe in the wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.